why is the World Cup going to a country where the weather is so hot in June and July when the World Cup's normally played? Why is the World Cup going to somewhere where, quote unquote, there's no footballing culture? It was a decision that divided the footballing world. And Qatar had stepped out of the sporting shadows and into a real global spotlight. I'm Andy Richardson, sports correspondent for Al Jazeera. And between us, I've never seen a World Cup tournament face so much scrutiny. I remember my battered old Nokia phone at the time. We were taking text messages. There was no such thing as WhatsApp or anything else in 2010. People near the beard, people inside that hall, all started getting in touch with me, all saying roughly the same thing, that they thought against all odds, Qatar might just have the votes to win it.
Qatar!
What it's meant for people living and working here is that this country has faced unprecedented microscopic scrutiny for more than a decade. And as a journalist, at times it's been exhausting, but it's also been a privilege to watch how this country has transformed itself, how it's reformed itself, and how it's dealt with what they would consider at times some pretty unfair criticism. We've got new roads, a new airport, a new train system. Crucially for a World Cup, we also have 8 football stadiums. We've even got a new city, Lusail, which is a few kilometres outside of Doha, where the World Cup final will be held. This country has pretty much emerged out of the desert over the last 10 years, and it's only done that because of the thousands of workers that have put in so much hard labour and effort here. I have spent time with workers inside their labour camps. What they would say is that things are not perfect, not by any stretch, but they have got a lot better. In terms of a cultural clash, I think it really depends on what perspective you're coming from. If you're a fan of Saudi Arabia or a North African football fan, for once, you'll be coming to a country where the culture, the food, the language is familiar. I think from Europe, inevitably, there's a more critical stance on the World Cup coming to a country that's not, in their eyes, got the same established footballing culture as other parts of the world. And I think what the national team has shown is that is not the case. It's been hugely impressive to watch this young group of players develop together. And although they've never qualified for a World Cup before, the host nation does have a team worthy of the occasion. My hope for this tournament is that we get back to the idealism of that 2010 bid, and the idealism rather than the cynicism that's emerged around it. And I think most of all, I'm looking forward to watching it through the eyes of my 7-year-old son. For me, watching the 1982 World Cup at a similar age was a really formative footballing experience. I remember falling in love with the yellow-gold shirts of Brazil and the glamour of the tournament. This World Cup has always been something that will happen. It's never been in my mind something that is actually going to happen, and it feels surreal now. And for my little boy now, he doesn't really care about the backstory of any tournament, least of all one that's happening in his own country. He wants to see lots of goals, relive them in his dreams. What I always find with any tournament, be it a World Cup or the Olympics, in the build-up to it, there are complexities, there are controversies. But the minute the football kicks off, most of those disappear into the background for a few weeks at least until the football is finished. So I think that's what we're all looking forward to, being able to focus on football rather than all the other noise that has surrounded this World Cup.